A law professor argues Wikipedia is in a death spiral. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. In a journal article to be published later this year, Santa Clara University law professor Eric Goldman will argue that the popular collaborative online encyclopedia is doomed to fail. Goldman believes Wikipedia is trapped by its increasing popularity. Goldman says Wikipedia will soon be presented with a difficult choice: remain freely editable and therefore become increasingly subject to those who would vandalize and spam its articles, or abandon the idea of public collaboration and lose its soul.
The larger and more prominent it becomes, the more juicy a target it becomes. So when it was a startup and it was relatively small and of low prominence, it wasn't as attractive for the spammers and vandals. However, now that it's become so ubiquitous, it becomes that much more attractive, which means that there are more threats, which takes more time on the part of the editors to fight them off. The other thing that's changed is that over time, the initial editors who joined the site and had that messianic zeal about the site will turn over. They'll graduate from school, they'll get married, they'll fall in love with another website, or they'll just get tired of participating on the site. And the combination of all that means that they're going to turn over. And it's my prediction that it'll be very hard to replace that first generation of editors who've been protecting the site. And so the combination of increased threats due to the higher visibility plus the decreased number of the initial group of editors will make it so that it becomes untenable.
And so you believe Wikipedia has a choice to make, the choice between being a highly editable project or one that has high quality of information. Tell me more about that choice.
When you talk about the choices, they have a set of things that they can do from where they are today. They can continue to raise the drawbridge and make it that much harder for people's contributions to get in. That will preserve the quality on the site today, but it will make it so that it will be difficult for anyone to contribute to it unless they join this relatively small group of editors. Or they can lower the drawbridge and continue to draw contributions from a much larger group of people. But as they lower the drawbridge, that will open up the door for the spammers and vandals to get through as well. So in the end, I don't think they can have the combination of free editability and high quality. And so they're going to have to pick one or the other. And I think the only reasonable conclusion is to pick high quality over free editability. But the problem is, if they pick high quality, that means they'll keep raising that drawbridge higher and higher. And over time, unless they continue to get people to join that small group of people, even then it will be difficult for the site to maintain itself.
So what does the destruction look like if you believe that Wikipedia will essentially fail at some point? How does it fail?
What happens is that you'll have one of two things. Either at some point, even though there will be the raised drawbridge, the spammers and vandals will still breach the walls and the site will be overrun with junk. You'll go there and it will just look like gibberish. The other thing, and I think the more likely scenario, is that Wikipedia will become what I'll call a ghost town. The content will still be there, but no one's going to be around to keep it up to date or to maintain it or to otherwise keep it a vibrant community. The people who are currently contributing will all dissipate to the four winds.
Eric Goldman teaches cyber law at Santa Clara University Law School in Santa Clara, California. Do you agree with Goldman that Wikipedia is doomed, or do you think he's being alarmist? You can comment at futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.